I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast focusing on the National League South and sometimes the National League North, and covering Torquay United. And we are together in the studio. It's myself, Charlie Baker, and also Joan Cardigan, who is late today, John. And I understand you were late today because you've been out hunting black people with Liam Neeson.
I've just been wandering around with my cosh.
Yeah. How many people do you think had to Google cosh?
Yeah, that's a long time since the cosh has been
Anyway,
sort of
enough
mentioned.
Of that.
Can I just quickly mention two things I've been really enjoying this week?
Oh, yeah.
The sport of darts. Really enjoying a bit of darts this week. Really loving the darts. And my new Ford as well. Both things I've been really enjoying this week. Darts and Ford.
Why is that?
Separate things that I've just been really enjoying this week. A bit of darts and my brand new Ford.
Maybe we'll find out why that is later on.
Possibly.
John.
We
are the National Obsession. We love National League football, but truly love it, like truly in love with it. And we have a selection of different things that we talk about, don't we, John? We were going to take this week off. We thought there wasn't much to talk about, to be honest, because no games were on. About four games, yeah, John, and none of them meant anything?
No, but how wrong we were.
Stuff
always comes up.
It always happens, doesn't it?
Because this is the ever-changing world of the National League.
It is. The weekend was mainly, literally, on the ice. It was like a tribute to the National Obsession.
It was, really. Like, they finally recognised our fine work.
Let's continue, John. Let's tell everybody what's in the podcast this week. Coming up in the podcast this week, we will have a news roundup. John, I'm assuming
I'm going to round up as best as I can. There's not a lot of news, but we'll
some
we'll
news,
round
isn't there?
It up.
Wrexham have got some news. I don't think you've remembered that. That's just
I
it,
missed
isn't
that.
It?
Yeah,
you missed
I've that. Not been quite as across the National League as you have been.
Which is a shame, because you've got a podcast about it.
Yeah, true.
You'd think you'd be right across it, wouldn't you? Like, really, like a pro.
Yeah, true.
If there's one thing I'd expect you to be on a podcast about the National League is across the National League.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll work on that.
There we are. We will be speaking to a guest on the phone, I'm assuming, John.
I'm thinking so, yeah.
Someone we haven't heard from for a while.
Bit of bad weather this week, so we'll see how he's fared.
And they had a game at the weekend they were on.
Yeah.
What else, John? Any focus on, or nothing at the moment on the focuses?
I've got what it could be described as a surprise focus on.
Oh.
Goodness, I mean, it's not that much of a surprise, but yeah, you know.
Goodness me.
Something to look forward
to. Hopefully some letters. Maybe some complaints after last week's filthy episode, John.
It was, wasn't it?
Oh,
it wasn't.
It was obsessed. Wasn't it last week?
I like to imagine our listeners sort of gathered around the fire listening to it, sort of like the old wireless. And I do worry that the kids may have heard a few things.
That was a shame, wasn't it? That was a real shame. But there we are. Just whatever happens, happens, John.
Star him young, aren't you?
That's
the motto. West Country motto.
I don't know if that's the best motto. Anyway, John, give us the news roundup on the National League.
I mean, look, I'll give you the news as best I can. The National League on Saturday was dull. I'm not going to lie.
Well,
there was one game.
Not if you were involved.
Not if you were a fan of Dover or Gateshead, in which case you saw Gateshead beat Dover 2-1. Dover took the lead through Kevin Locko. But couldn't hold on. Gateshead keeper Ainsley Pears. Sounds like a euphemism.
That's a good one. Nothing right. for a Pears.
He got a real pain in me Ainsley Pears. He denied Bobby Joe Taylor.
Ooh, me Ainsleys.
He was
right in the Ainsleys.
Form in the Gateshead goal, denied Bobby Joe Taylor at the death. He sounds like a country singer.
It does. It's all good, isn't it? Down, I met with Ainsley Pears at the schoolyard.
Down at the Crabble.
Down at the Crabble
tonight. Down at the Crabble by Bobby Joe Taylor. I want to hear that, actually.
Maybe, John. Maybe you've just sprang something up.
Yeah. No games on Tuesday night, so leads the table. Leighton Orient still top. Salford, Solihull, Fylde, Wrexham, Sutton and Gateshead in the playoffs. Braintree, Maidstone, Aldershot and Chesterfield make up the relegation zone.
John, I don't know who is going to win the National League. I couldn't tell you, John.
I couldn't tell you either.
I had it nailed on Leighton Orient.
You'd have to say it's Leighton Orient's to lose. But who knows? It's all very tight at the
top. It'd be a lovely match, wouldn't it?
Or two leagues.
Down in the south of France.
a bit of transfer news there from the National League, which is very exciting news. Aldershot Town have made a loan signing. They've signed Bristol Rovers defender Rolling Mayonnaise. Rolling Mayonnaise, 21, on loan for the remainder of the season. I couldn't think of anything worse than rolling in Mayonnaise myself.
Well, isn't that an Adele song?
I don't like mayonnaise. That would be my worst.
Don't you like mayonnaise,
rolling,
John?
No.
Getting to know John. Getting to know all about John.
No, I don't
doesn't like mayonnaise. What is it about mayonnaise you don't like?
It's the consistency of it. I don't like.
What do you mean? It's the same consistency as mustard. Tomato sauce.
No, but the National League South, they soldiered on a lot better than the National League did on Saturday. Three games went ahead. Chelmsford 4, Hungerford 1. So Chelmsford en fuego, as they say in Spain.
Yes.
Concord 0, Dulwich 0. Could be a contender for the most boring game of all time. And Truro 2, Eastbourne 0.
A very good result down at the Truro.
And then they played again on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Truro, they were 1-0 up at half-time to Wildstone. Lost 2-1 in the end. It was also Welling 2, Chippenham 1. And Woking 0, Dartford 1, which...
That result doesn't mean anything to the...
No, I'm trying to remember if I was running around the lounge sort of punching the air. I don't think I was.
Twitter went nuts. They guessed that I was on the Twitters last night, John.
Yes.
And it wasn't you.
Yes.
I don't know how they did that.
I think it was your sort
Does
of
it get
to,
a bit more aggressive when I'm on it?
A bit more aggressive and you're just trying to sort of psych out Woking.
One of our correspondents, he did great and then he shot himself in the foot, John, and you'll find out why any minute now.
Yeah, I think I know what you're going to refer to.
So it's David Tame, and he says he lives in Tame. So maybe that's not his actual name, not real name.
Or
but
maybe
David,
it's just a happy cook. Maybe he moved to Tame.
Tame's in Oxfordshire, near where I live, John. Got in touch with the National Obsession on @NatObsPod. Anyway, he said, I see Charlie is in charge of Twitter tonight. Winky face. Right? Dartford to win. Pass it on. And this was with like 25 minutes to go. So David knew.
Yeah.
And then David, game had finished. I'll await my FOF number 16 badge.
Mm.
The Grand Nationalo 211, 611, which were good hashtags.
Good hashtags. David, get to the back of the line, I'm afraid.
David, you need to listen. I can't give you one now.
But you could have had one this. You
were so close. It would have been
You wouldn't have needed three letters. That
for
would have
your
been
prediction
in.
And for
that
your excellent
been it. That's
tweet,
all you
that
needed.
Would have been, bang, we're in.
Let that be a cautionary tale.
If you don't know why, David, you have to go back and listen to the rules of
as set
becoming
out in
a FOF.
About episode 40
yes.
something.
Becoming a FOF.
Yeah.
So that's good, isn't it?
Anyway, that leaves the National League South table. Thus, Torquay United top, 27 games, 57 points. Woking second.
Just say the name, amount of games again, John.
27 games, 57 points.
Okay.
Woking, 26 games, 53 points. Chelmsford, 29 games, 53 points.
Yeah.
And then Bath, Billericay, Welling and Dartford make it the rest of the place. Basically, it's a three-horse race.
The Grand Nationalo, John. The story is, we lose Saturday to Chelmsford. I'm just telling you.
I could see it.
I'm just telling you, John.
Is this your sort of prediction
it's
for the
prediction,
week?
But also, we know the Grand Nationalo in the past has said Chelmsford are going to win the league.
Yeah.
They've got to get the points of summit. They're not that far behind.
No, they're not.
And I think you'll remember the Grand Nationalo has 100% record, John.
Hmm. I don't like this.
Doesn't he?
No, I don't,
so
like,
I'm just saying,
I don't like even tempting
we
fate.
We lose at home to Chelmsford Saturday, but let's nobody panic.
I don't like it because your predictions are always very spot on.
I'm very good, aren't I, John?
This is worrying.
Very good.
Can this we get
is,
out of this?
Yes, this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Just before we go to the next bit, John, I was with Tim Vine on Monday night.
Oh, yes.
He's a nice man.
Lovely man.
Big Sutton United fan.
Yes.
I said, oh, I went to Sutton United last year. He said, did you? I said, yeah. I said, we beat you midweek.
Oh, yeah, we were there, weren't
on
we?
The, on the, me and John
Gander
went.
Green Lane.
Last time John was invited by the Radio Devon.
I think
then
I think that was actually
they
the
started
last.
Listening to the podcast.
And they stopped covering us all together.
Anyway, there we are. But Tim Vine, big Sutton United fan.
Speaking of celebrity National League fans.
Yeah.
We had
Russell Grant again?
No. Is he a National League fan?
Yeah, he loves. Yeah, he's a huge.
Is he?
Yeah. Who's his. Russell Grant is like, knows everything about non-league football.
Seriously?
Did you not know that?
No.
Here we are, Russell Grant. I'm on now. I'm on his Wikipedia page. Personal life.
I don't want to know about Russell Grant's personal life.
Actually, there's a lot there. Grant, the team he supports, he has been a keen follower of all non-league clubs in Middlesex.
What?
Since the 1950s. He does, John.
How can he follow them all?
He knows all about the non-league clubs.
Speaking of celebrity National League fans, we had Philip Glenister.
Oh, yes.
On Monday.
Yeah, who's the Mars guy, isn't he? The, what's it called?
Life on Mars.
Life on Mars.
Was in that, yeah. The Mars guy.
The Mars guy. Life on Mars,
but very
yeah.
well respected actor. Yeah. And I looked up on the internet before, fan of Wealdstone FC. So I thought,
is
oh, good. This would be good. Supply that information to the presenters. So they said, so, Philip, you're a Wealdstone fan. I think it's safe to say that between the two presenters and me, we knew more about Wealdstone than Philip Glenister did.
Glamour fan.
A little bit.
Glamour fan.
He just
fan.
Talks about Bovril for a long time. It just brings us neatly onto the focus on.
Yes. Focus on Bovril.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's time to focus on the National League North. And AFC Telford.
Ah! Time to focus on...
That's what I national, was thinking.
National League North
AFC,
and AFC
the only
Telford.
Problem is AFC Telford isn't actually
it's like the Midlands,
really
isn't it?
North, but
Midlands,
anyway,
Telford.
The club was formed in 2004.
It's racist, John. Don't do the voice.
After the original Telford United, founded in 1872, folded due to financial problems.
Oh.
Let me know when this gets annoying.
Yeah, just do your normal voice now, John.
Oh, okay, fine. They play home matches at the New Buck's Head in Wellington, part of the new town of Telford. Their colours are white with navy blue and red trim. Interesting facts. Telford United, they had big sort of financial difficulties towards the end of 2004. They went into administration and eventually sort of liquidated. They announced straight away that a new club would be formed, went down to the Northern Premier League, and Bernard McNally was appointed as manager.
Now, get Bernard on board.
He does so Northern. And a new squad assembled. They earned promotion to Premier Division, and in 2007 they got back up to Conference North. After a few years sort of stabilising again, the new boss Andy Sinton, the former Spurs
player,
yeah,
I remember him,
got them up through the playoffs to the Conference National in 2010, so they made it back up pretty quickly within 6 years up to the Conference. However, they got relegated again in 2013, went back up again in 2014, got relegated again the same season. So they've kind of been up and down, but they've kind of
a yo-yo club
back to where they were. The current manager is Gavin Cowan. The assistant manager is Phil Traynor. Obviously, he's only ever going to work in football. Would you like some potential notable fans?
Of course. Now, can
Telford
I just say, didn't Steve Bull end up there? I'm just going to say that as one thing. That's just come up, popped in my mind. Didn't they have a good cup run a couple of years ago?
They've made sort of the first round... Second round a couple of times. Oh. I don't think there was anything outstanding.
All right, okay, go on then.
Did no, Hereford.
Hereford.
Steve Bull,
oh,
the
right.
end of his career. Okay. They all merge into one.
Yeah,
that's
all
the,
all the four. Although I love Dartford.
I do love Dartford.
Oh.
Telford, not as good as Dartford.
Not quite
Not
good,
the no. best Ford. Notable fans. Possible people from the area who may be fans of AFC
Telford.
Okay,
yeah.
Jeremy Corbyn. Was raised and educated in the Telford area in a 17th century manor house and attended a local private school.
So
for the many, not the few.
Yeah, yeah. The local manor house.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Corbyn Manor.
Oh, well. Good luck, Jeremy.
Stuart Lee was
from Telford.
Obviously a big non-league football fan, you can tell from his
If, do you know what though? Meta. If Stuart was going to like football, he'd definitely like non-league football.
Just Stuart.
Dulwich Hamlet.
Yeah, oh, he probably would be.
That's
actually
who he'd support.
Yeah.
Yes, I do know Stuart Lee, oh, John, so I can
okay.
call him
yep,
Stuart.
Yeah, nice. And Tapao formed.
Tapao, China
Telford.
In your hand.
Yeah.
China in your hand. And yeah. that'd be, she used to live in a little village near me, Carol Decker. Yeah. She used to run a little pub called the Cherry Tree in Stoke Row, John.
Okay.
Lovely pub it was. It was very, they were very good at it.
Well, she
turn
doesn't...
up and sometimes Carol would be there.
Singing.
Plates, a couple of bits of china in her hand.
Oh, I can't believe I fell for it.
No, it wasn't leading to that. That was
Did
true.
Did she actually own a
That
pub?
Was actually. Oh, right. Yeah, but that was obviously a lovely joke, wasn't it?
Anyway, that was our first focus on National League North.
Focus on. Why did you choose Telford, John?
Because alphabetically, AFC Telford.
A. Oh, yeah, AFC. Sorry, I was thinking. God, what, are all the clubs T onwards in the alphabet?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Okay, that was focus on the National League North.
The National Obsession.
Carol, what's on?
Ah, Ivor, it's John here from the National Obsession. How are you doing?
Who?
It's John from the National Obsession podcast.
Oh.
Okay, I mean, we
you asking me to pay my bill?
No, I think you might have the wrong person. Ivor, it is John from the National Obsession. I wanted to talk. It's been a bit of a bad week down in Cornwall.
It's been a bit of a bad week for me, John. I couldn't get nowhere.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask. The snow's been bad. You've been, you know, heavily snowed under down in Cornwall, and I wanted to, you know...
Snowed all right under. We had no warning, John. Not one single warning. Did they tell us... The snow just arrived. They didn't tell us at all.
Well, there's the weather forecast, isn't there?
There were no warnings. Nothing.
Weather forecast?
I know. I was driving back down Truro because I'd had to venture out of the county, John.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how to tell you where. What I do in my time is my business.
Yeah, look, if you don't want to tell me, you don't want to tell me.
I was travelling back down Truro and didn't want to pay the bridge because that's how it goes. And I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll avoid the bloody bridge. I'll go across Bodmin Moor.
Oh.
That'll be safe, I thought. There's no weather warnings. Nothing like that. No one's warned us of anything. So I'll go across... Well, suck, John. Bloody snow coming, didn't it?
It can just happen like that.
Just came in. Not a warning all week.
It was on the weather forecast, but that's fine. You might not have seen them.
One warning, and I stopped, and I had to get out the car, and I've only got a small car, John.
What's your car?
Very tiny little car. I got a little... Have you ever heard of a Fiat 126, John? Made in Poland. So it should be good in the snow, you'd think, wouldn't you? But no, not a thing. Anyway, I stopped Bodmin Moor. I was scared, John.
Yeah.
Scared. Looked around, there's an inn with its lights on. Travelled in there. I have a lot of stuff prepared for snow in my boot, John. A lot
really?
Of stuff. Yeah.
When was the last time it snowed in Cornwall?
Crampons. And an ice pick. Some mint cake. Some water, all these things.
Pasty.
What's that?
Emergency pasty.
I'd eaten me pasty, John.
All right.
I'd eaten. On re-entering Cornwall, I like to eat a pasty. Whenever I enter anything, I like to be eating a pasty. So I got out and found in lights in the inn. And a few other people had the same idea, John. And it turned out it was Jamaica Inn.
Oh, yeah.
You may have read about it in the book, John.
I saw a sort of famous...
Cornwall is worth writing about in a book.
Yeah.
Daphne du Maurier. Don't know if you know the book, John.
No.
The world's greatest book by Daphne du Maurier.
No, not aware of it.
They're in there, up on the moors.
It's fairly famous, isn't it?
Ah, and it was the taste of Jamaica in there. It's beautiful. Everyone was drinking lilt. Everyone was having a lilt in there, and we were, it was beautiful. Cancer red stripe. Everyone on the ginger cake, John, just there. Chucking ginger cake down their necks. Beautiful.
You don't expect that in rural Cornwall.
The 126 had packed up, But the snow had come in, but we all found a warmth and a home in Jamaica Inn. Scar band they had on there, Jesmond Decker. There he was on. So I don't know your brother, Black Hand. That's one of the Cornwall myths, isn't it? The Black Hand of Dartmoor.
And
Devon,
you,
of course.
You got,
Black Hand of Bodmin.
You got into the old ska music, did you, while you were there?
Got into the old ska, and they played a beautiful song called The Cornwallites, John. I learned it. Do you want to hear it?
I, do you know what? This has gone in an unexpected direction, but I'd love nothing more.
It was ringing, but I've got it lined up here. I'll just put the music on. Hit it.
Get up in the morning. Yeah.
Wake up in the morning, looking for pasties. Want to put jam first on my bread. Oh, the Cornwallite. There it is. Here we go. Another one. Get over the bridge. It cost me 150. I'll take the shortcut across Bodmin Moor.
Oh, the Cornwallite.
The Cornwallite. Anyway, we were stuck there, John. Stuck there for 4 days. I missed the match.
Oh, no. You missed the win. Disaster.
Anyway,
look.
Keep up the shit work. Bye, John.
The National Obsession.
This is The National Obsession, and it's time for Talkie Corner.
Fuck off, Lino. Lino, you f***. Sort it out for f***'s sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***s. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
Words that might have been heard at Woking last night. As they
smugging
lost 1-0 to Dartford.
Really smugging it, John. John, we're not a Talkie United podcast.
We're not.
A non-league podcast.
Which means we can celebrate Dartford. This is Dartford
Congratulations,
Corner.
Dartford Corner. Greater Crossing. We're Greater Crossing, John, aren't they?
It's one of the best crossings in the country. A great football team.
Love that tunnel.
I love Dartford.
I love that tunnel, John.
Really, the best bridge-tunnel combo. Well worth the
toll. Can you think of a better bridge tunnel combo?
I can't really. I think it's probably the best in the country. Worth every pound that it costs to get across it or under it.
My friend and friend of the show, Tom Greatrex, got in touch and last night to celebrate. And he said, I mean, Blackwell comes close as a tunnel.
The Blackwall Tunnel, yeah.
The Blackwall, but it's no Dartford.
It's no Dartford. I think it's the best one.
Ronnie Vint, John.
My new favourite player.
Have you ever heard of him before?
No. I'd not heard of him before about 9:45 last night. We've got to play Charlton on Saturday. Like you said, that's a tricky one. We've still got to play Billericay. The game after that, Hemel Hempstead, is tricky.
Yeah, that's tricky.
And we've got Welling away, tricky.
Eat a Welling, like Welling, Welling, Welling. Ooh, where, East Thurrock?
Not so tricky.
Well, we'd hope. But they've got Woking Saturday. Long way to go, John.
A lot of twists and turns left.
Oh, let's talk about the new signing. He looks good. What's
Frankie
his name?
Frankie Vincent.
Frankie Vincent.
He sounds like a low-level henchman from Goodfellas.
Sounds like a low-level Ronnie Vint.
Gosh, Bennett, he's a man. He's a guy called Frankie Vincent.
Hey, go see Frankie Vincent.
Yeah.
He'll sort you out. Don't know where I was from. That's good, isn't it? Signing a new midfielder. I think
from
that's,
Bournemouth.
I think that's what we need, John, as well.
I think bringing a couple more.
Is he tall? Is he super tall?
I don't know.
Because everyone's going, well done, big man. Did all this sort of stuff.
Oh, man, that's just a thing, isn't it?
I get called big man. I know it's when I've put on a few pounds, John. Because I'm 5'9", right?
I got called Little John the other day by John Motson.
Ooh. Yeah. How did that feel, John? Because that's like...
degrading.
Yeah.
But yeah, a huge game now on Saturday. We've got to capitalise because Woking had two men sent off, so down to 9 men.
Yeah.
Both the manager and the assistant manager got sent to the stands.
Yeah.
Martin Tyler was on the pitch then remonstrating with the ref. They lost the plot completely.
They did.
So we've got to capitalise.
Martin Tyler was on the pitch.
He said it was the worst refereeing performance he'd ever seen.
Oh, I love
it. Martin Tyler
saying
that.
I wish I'd gone now. Now, I might go when they... because their
and
game
it's shit. That's what he said. There are a few rumours that we'd carried out our... threats of ordering pizzas to Alan Dowson's house at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday night. They've thought that we carried that out, which is why they've only taken one point from nine.
The
but
pressure,
we haven't done anything.
The pressure we've been putting on.
We haven't done
the
anything.
The negative energy, the boo Wokings have been going down well.
I think it all turned when he started calling them Woking.
John? You... Don't cross us. That's all I'm saying. Don't cross us.
Yeah.
Now, so I asked on Twitter, John, if the battle between Torquay and Woking is similar to the one at the top of the Premiership.
Yeah.
Are Torquay United, Liverpool or Man City?
Yeah.
Did you think it was a good question, John, or
not? I thought it was interesting because there's a comparisons to be drawn in the two title races.
Liverpool 36%, Man City 64%.
Mm.
We're Man City, I think that's right. Good old Matty Hayward got in touch and he said, I think we're Man City. On paper, the table looks slightly against us, but we are simply the stronger squad and everyone in the country knows we'll end up winning.
Mm.
Woking, stroke Liverpool, have slipped up a couple of times this month and can't be trusted on a cold night in London.
Perfect.
And then
there we go.
They went ahead and lost. Matty Hayward, you are foff number
16.
I mean, probably deserved it weeks ago, but
he observed the protocol.
Anyway, we're very excited, John.
Yep.
I think we've got too cocky, which I think means we will draw or lose on Saturday.
Probably.
I can see a 2-2.
I can see us not winning.
I can see a 2-2.
Then we've got Hemel Hempstead on Tuesday night. We lost 5-0 to Solihull Moors last night.
What the hell is going on at
Solihull
Moors?
Solihull Moors are on fire.
There we are. That wasn't part of Torquay Corner.
No.
That was Torquay Corner.
The National Obsession.
It's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Lovely, John. Ooh, really, yes. Really lovely. Any letters, John?
Yes, we've got quite a few.
We get letters,
actually.
We get letters.
Very nice letters. From Lee Pettifer is the first one. He says, on the ice, gentlemen.
On the ice, Lee.
The reason for getting in touch is the rebus that forms most of Barrow's crest.
Ooh.
You know what a rebus is?
A rebus.
A rebus. A rebus.
Is it some sort of animal? Or a phoenix-type bird?
I think, isn't it a type of deer?
Hey, John, do you know who the third man on the moon was while we're doing quizzes?
No.
Charles Conrad Jr.
Oh, there you are.
Lovely little quiz question for you, isn't it? You can join me 4 or 5 times a week on QLive.
You could have won £2.73 in that.
Someone won 2p last week, John. 2p!
No, I've no clue. Everything's it's a win, isn't it?
It's like being on Tynmouth Pier.
It's a win.
Carry on.
I've absolutely no idea what a rebus is, so I'm no closer to working it out.
A rebus.
I don't really know what it is.
A rebus is a puzzle device which combines the use of illustrated pictures with individual letters to depict words or phrases. There we are. So now, now read the letter, John.
Now I see, because right, I think I see. So it's pictures that make up the word, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So Barrow's badge.
Barrow.
It's got a sort of submarine at the top because it's a naval
isn't it? We're all learning, John, aren't we, this week?
It's got a wasp, it's got a rose and a ball and stuff. So it's sort of pictures that describe the thing.
A bee in it.
Yeah.
A bee with an arrow through it.
Yeah.
A Lancashire rose, isn't it? Red rose
yeah.
is Lancashire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A football and a submarine.
Yeah. It's a big nuclear naval base.
Oh, yeah. So what does that...
So that makes sense now. Anyway,
okay,
he says, the reason
rebus.
For getting in touch is the rebus that forms most of Barrow's crest. Sorry, Lee, we're a bit slow off the mark. It got me thinking about other National League clubs who could make use of a rebus in their club badge.
Oh, so he's not going to explain that. I thought he was going to explain the rebus.
He left us to try and work out what the hell a rebus
God.
Is. I got as far as a caricature of Gemma Collins in front of a small village for a trendy South London outfit.
Billericay, the JC.
Is it?
No.
Or South London Dulwich Hamlets?
The
GC. I still don't think I understand.
The GC. Tell it again.
I got as far as a caricature of Gemma Collins in front of a small village. Dulwich.
Dulwich.
This is like
a
cryptic
shame.
Crossword, isn't it?
I don't like calling her a witch.
No, this is like a cryptic crossword.
But,
in front
you
of
know,
a small village
the
for
GC.
A trendy South London outfit.
And also, the GC is on everything, so she'll be on this podcast eventually.
And one of the former Notts County chairman's showreel... To represent half of the name of a club in Middlesex. God, these are complicated.
No, that's so it's showreel. It's Chelm.
No, Middlesex.
Middlesex.
Bar.
I tell you who'd know. Russell Grant.
Russell Grant. Quick, phone Russell.
Who's in Middlesex? Thurrock.
Peace, you know.
We are the worst at this.
Yeah, Lee, I see where you're coming from. It's far too complicated when I've had a long day. Anyway, he says there must be others. Maybe if anyone can
there
crack...
be others.
Can anyone crack
the
Pettifer code, please?
Crack the code. Here we go. The club's badge is based on the Barrow-in-Furness coat of arms. The badge features a submarine representing the town's shipbuilding industry, a red rose symbolising Lancashire, and an image of a football symbolising a football.
Well, yes. Didn't necessarily need explaining that.
Inspired by the town badge is a rebus of a bee and an ah. Of a bee and an arrow.
Bee arrow. Oh, my God.
That's not very good, is it?
There's only so much time in the day, Lee. I don't think we've got time for this. You've got to go.
I've got to go.
Lee.
Okay, Lee.
Time constraints mean we haven't got time
to
think about it.
Lee, thank you so much for the letter. We really appreciate it. On the ice to you. Has Lee got a FOF number? Because I think he's getting, with that sort of creative content, he's close to it,
he's
John.
He's on the cusp.
He's on the cusp. Maybe if you can explain.
Keep on keeping on.
Stop calling people witches. But other than that, that's fine.
Speaking of sort of slightly complicated and contrived, John Greenwood has emailed us. Hello, John.
Hello, John, on the ice.
To the man in the yellow trainers and someone who's never seen a fireworks display. I guess that's us. He says, strap yourselves in. Late one evening, as I was whiling away the Gary hours, I was thinking that if there was one football shirt that I want this season, it would have to be the away shirt of Torquay United defender Liam Davis.
Oh.
Maybe the Russian billionaire Igor Judny would buy it for me.
This is an early bid for the shirt, John.
I was struggling to sleep, but thankfully a bedtime story, the tiny little keepers of the National League South, helped me to settle. Oh. I suppose it saved me from whacking.
They are. Oh.
Thanks, John.
They are tiny, those little keepers.
However, in the middle of the night, the smoke alarm went off. My immediate thought was, Solihull Moors, are they on fire? I'm glad to report that there's no loss of life, otherwise we'd have to bring Hurst back. What happened next? Asked the Grand National Arlo. On the ice, chaps. On the ice.
I tell you what, he's done his own rebus of our podcast there. Other than the whacking.
Slim chance that John might be having some sort of mental breakdown.
No, thank you. Don't be rude to the letter people,
no,
John.
John, that was very nice.
It was a lovely one, John. Thank you.
Email.
If it did, that was first email. Try and hold back on the references.
Let's hope email
next
two
time
is better.
Cleaner.
And finally, someone called Robert Baker.
Rob's been back in touch.
He says,
on the ice to you, Rob.
On the ice, Rob. Charlie and John, well done, Dartford. Yeehaw, in fact. What a shame about the Woking slip-up. Starting to believe Torquay can get this done. Oh. And my bet below will come in. If it does, I want the option to splurge on some Natob's Pod merch. Keep on, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
And he has included a screenshot of his bet that he's had.
Oh, what's he put on?
He's had an each way single, Torquay United, for the champions of the National League South.
Yes.
Which pays out three places, 16 to 1. He's put £8.90 stake, return £97.90.
Do you know what might be available for that? Do you know what might be available for that price?
Yeah.
Liam Davis's away shirt.
Bidding starts now. Any advance on £97.90?
A plus one to the end of season party.
Anyway, that was
Thank
it.
Thank you,
lovely
Rob.
Letters
on the ice
week.
To you. You cannot be a FOF because you are.
You are.
So there we are. Thank you so much for the letters. Do get in touch at NatObsPod or
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
There it is. We really appreciate it. Do go on iTunes. Leave us a little review.
Please.
And a 5-star rating, that'd be marvellous. But other than that, just keep getting in touch, keep listening. We love it. Thanks so much. That was Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
The National Obsession.
Right, that's it from this week's National Obsession podcast. Torquay still top of the league. It's very exciting, John. Going into the weekend's fixtures.
Very.
Good luck to Torquay versus Chelmsford City, the eventual winners of the National League South. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, and anyone else, and however you define yourself. Please please keep listening to the National Obsession, and do get in touch at NatObsPod or
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
Exactly.
Sorry, slightly my cue.
That was it. On the ice to you.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.